Let's go to our Jinx line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
George.
Yes.
Hey, this is Subgenius Steve in Pascagoula, Mississippi.
Oh, hello, Steve. Oh, yes, I remember the voice now.
Hey, I believe I was jinxed. I think I took the proper steps to get rid of it. But I was in New Orleans, probably 2003, probably.
Uh-huh.
And I went into the Black Magic shop they have there in New Orleans, in downtown New Orleans.
Really? And I've never gone into that place.
Yeah.
Is it still there after Katrina?
I haven't been back since then, man.
All right.
But foolishly, I go in there and I steal a thunderbolt off of a voodoo priestess altar that they have there.
You stole it?
Yeah.
How big was the bolt?
It fit in my pocket. It was in the palm of my hand.
Okay, so you just kind of put it in your pocket and out you went, huh?
Yes.
Not knowing the ramifications.
Well, I believe that they knew exactly what had happened, when it happened. I believe they followed me around, took a little piece of my hair.
Oh, my God.
You know, like voodoo stuff.
So they let you take it.
Yeah, see? That's just it, yeah.
All right, so out you go. Tell me about the jinx.
Oh, man, everything fell apart, man. I lost my job, my wife.
Oh, my
God. I walked out of school.
Like all at the same time, almost?
Oh, like all, like, boom, boom, boom.
Oh, God. Did you ever take the bolt back? The lightning bolt?
No.
You still have it?
No, I got rid of it.
Who'd you give it to?
No one.
You just tossed it?
Yeah.
And
I put it back in the earth.
Okay, have things changed since?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
they got really better again.
Yeah, yeah, As a result, too. So I think jinx, you know, it's not necessarily a bad thing, George. So.
Well, as long as you can grow from that, you were lucky. You realized what you did wrong, and you got rid of it. You cured it. You fixed it, and things got better for you. That's a great story. Let's go to the jinx line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi there. My name's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. What's new, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Chatsworth, California.
Sure thing.
And I have a cursed PT Cruiser, and there's no doubt about it.
A cursed PT Cruiser? How? Why?
Well, I've owned it since 2002, and since the last 2 years, I've had the neighbor back in and smash the passenger door. Somebody else ran in and took out the whole left side of the car, which was fixed. Somebody ran into the back and smashed the whole back end. Just the other day, the car slid in the rain in Beverly Hills and Sunset the last time it rained, and I hit someone in the back and smashed my front.
Oh.
And both front tires blew out at separate times at high speed on the freeway, one time stranding me in near Indigo in the middle of the night, you know, by Palm Springs out there.
Oh, yeah. Not a light out there.
Oh, my God. And then just about, I'd say maybe a few days ago, the windshield just fell in for no reason while my wife and I were driving into the market. I'm not kidding.
Kelly, then, time to get rid of this car.
It gets worse. I was unloading books from my car, and what happened is I was unloading the books out, and the wind blew the door kind of shut. And as I turned around to get another load of books, I hit my eye on the corner of the door, and it cut my eye open and broke the top of my skull. Orbit and the top of my nose, and I have big gashes.
Oh, you're lucky that you didn't knock out your eyeball.
And isn't that the nastiest thing? In this car, so now my wife, who doesn't believe in the supernatural, she's very literal and very empirical, said, we're going to get rid of this car.
You didn't name it Christine by any chance, did you?
Oh, my. I think, well, you know, I do. I sell ancient stuff for a living, and I had some animal mummies in the back from Egypt, and I'm wondering if they cursed the car. And I'm not kidding you.
That's
this is the funniest
fascinating. Thing.
So everybody makes fun of me about this car. I'm like a big joke.
Have you ever had a car where you have this kind of, these many problems?
No, I drove a Saab for, you know, 15 years. I drove a car from the 20s for a long time, and no problems in this car. Suddenly, the only brand new car I've ever owned, and all these problems. So I've burnt sage and done rituals. I have, you know, people have tried everything now. So we're holding our breath now that after we fix the front end, that there's not going to be any more problems.
Are you going to keep it, though, huh?
Well, you know, it just financially doesn't make sense to get, you know, we're thinking about it literally, but I don't know, you know, I might fix up my 1927 Ford and start driving that around again.
But I got to tell you, Kelly, you can't afford to keep having these disasters happen.
After the eye, it hit me in the eye is when it really, really opened my eyes. I mean, literally.
Yeah, really. You're lucky you opened your eyes.
Oh, well, you have a great show. You're the kindest man, and it's really a joy to listen to you. I appreciate all you do.
Appreciate you being part of the program. Got a final hour to go. Don't forget the Jinx line at 818-817-0021. That's what I'm on right now. Hi there.
Hi, George. Spent 26 years as an EMT up here in California.
It's a tough job, but you know what? You got to do it. And so thank you for it.
Oh, that's very kind. Well, I had a jinxed patient once.
What do you mean, a jinxed patient? What happened to him?
Well, they picked him up three times in 1 week. The first, Monday, it was Monday afternoon. He got bowled over by a drunk at a restaurant, ended up with a spinal fracture.
Oh, my God.
Okay, well, then we take him to the hospital. Well, Wednesday, he was sitting in a kind of like a biker hamburger joint. Some guy came in, said he was sitting in his seat. The guy refused to move out of the seat, so he picked him up and threw him through a plate glass window.
He
got cut to shreds by the window.
Oh, I didn't mean to laugh at the poor guy, but, my, can you just imagine that happening?
Yeah. Okay, so that was Wednesday. So Friday, we get a call for a shooting. He was over at his girlfriend's house.
Oh.
Her estranged husband came by and capped around in his butt. The guy was totally hysterical. He recognized me and my partner, and it happened to be the same fire department crew on all three calls. And he's blathering that the only thing I could get out of him was, I got to get out of this state before it kills me.
Yeah, he is so true. Can you believe it? Three times.
Yeah, in 1 week.
Ah, yeah, that's an omen. He better leave.
Definitely.
All right, thanks. He was jinxed.